and workers were saying, well, we were told by the Republicans that a high tariff would mean improved conditions for workers, but it wasn't happening. Actually, wages for workers were often being cut at this time. So it didn't work out that way. Anyway, in 1893, we have another financial panic. And this is actually from a Broadway melodrama of the time, a Broadway melodrama on a crisis in the affairs of great financial institutions. It would be pretty interesting to see a reenactment of something like that. So you're going to think that a financial panic is going to hurt the party in power, which is the Democrats, which it did. Also, another huge strike, this one, the Pullman strike in Illinois. This time, the Democrat, Grover Cleveland, calls in the federal troops to put it down. So labor strife is a huge issue. It tends to discredit the Democrats, certainly in the eyes of nascent labor movement. So what is then going to happen? You've got an industrializing society. You've got labor unrest. You just had a financial crisis. Who is going to take on this system? Well, the person who rises up from the plains, from Nebraska, William Jennings Bryan.